Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. I'm so excited for you to be here and so excited for this episode. I haven't fully tapped into what this episode is going to be about. I have an idea. If you're not new here, you know I like this. I like to just kind of go with the flow. I've done about 3 hours of yoga today. Two of those hours being yin with Reiki and aromatherapy and sound healing, and just incredible spaces held for really surrendering and diving into myself and my presence. And so, and I just got out of the last one. So I did one this morning, and then I did like a flow yoga at like 5:15. And then right after that, I did the second yin. And if you don't know what yin yoga is, it's a very slow restorative yoga where you stay in poses for 3, 5, 10 minutes at a time. And you really relax and allow a deeper surrender of the tension in your body and get into the, I believe it's called the fascia of your body, which is like the deepest level of, and this may be wrong, this is just my understanding, it's like the deepest level of tissue that connects all of our body, and we store a lot of energy in it. And so in yin yoga, it's really about letting go and allowing the fascia of our body to really kind of melt and reflex, if that makes sense, where it has time to really kind of allow itself to be again. And so, if you can tell through my voice, I'm very zenned out. Just grateful. And that, this kind of just like jumps straight into the episode of the past week. And I know this is collective, I can feel it. There's this sense of really diving deeper into self-love in a whole new way. I kind of don't even like to use the word self-love with it anymore, because it's a completely new way of being. And I feel self-love, like the words have like a stigma behind them in our society. When it's like, yeah, self-love, self-love. And you guys have heard me say that many times. Like, self-love is not a saying. It's a way of being. It's actions. It's choices that you make. Because if you didn't listen to my podcast before this one, Romanticizing Your Life and Sensuality, definitely check that out if you really want to dive deeper into what it really means to love yourself. And what I was going with that is that love is a connection. And when we say self-love, it is your connection to self. It is, what do you do for yourself? Oh my gosh, that is not, there's a snake. I'm like sitting at this lake, there's a snake swimming in the water next to me. Oh my goodness. And guys, I'm like, not anymore, but I used to be terrified of snakes. Like terrified. Oh my God, there he is. And I've really dove into this fear. Like full on, because I don't know, it's weird that it popped up, but I used to have like this, even seeing them on a phone, I would tense up and I would get terrified. And the other day I was sitting in my hammock at, out at like a lake, and a big black snake just like slithered right next to me and just kept going. And at first, like, I felt this deep fear, this tension through my entire body. And I noticed it and I breathed into it, and I was like, it's okay. I'm okay. And that really has a, I'm glad that happened. And actually this time I didn't really have like a reaction, because that's one of my big fears. A snake in a water? The fuck? Scary. Me like trying to look around for it now because I can't find it anymore. Because I'm like sitting right at a lake bed. And I'm not suspended in a hammock this time, so I'd rather not have him come right next to me. Oh, I think I just saw him in the water again. Because it looked like a water moccasin, and they're a little poisonous. Anyways, so that really honestly dives into this podcast episode too of, oh yeah, this is deep. You guys are like, Kaden, you just saw a snake in water. Like, what does that even mean? And I'm like, that was so deep. But it's because it tapped me into a part of the wisdom inside of me that has been ready to be shared. And it is really about how, like, going back to that self-love, it's a state of being in which you feel safe. It's a state of being in which you feel that you are, like, not having to be in a fight or flight mode, where you don't have to do things to survive, and you don't have to worry about what's next, or worry about money, or worry about anything, but allow yourself to deeply surrender into the present moment through the love that you have for yourself. And that looks like getting into your body. I actually did this meditation and had this experience the other night, which was really crazy. And I really, there are some people that when in meditation, like, can go on journeys, they really, they see things, they, whatever it may be. And I haven't had that experience yet, really. Like, I've done some, like, guided meditations and past life regressions, whatever, but when I'm in just like my daily regular practice, it's really just a getting into my body. But the other night I felt like it feels like, and this is something, this isn't a goal, this isn't something that you want to try and do, it just happens. And when you're in meditation, when you quiet the mind, what I can feel, and you may resonate with this, is like, so backtrack a little bit. The identification that we as humans have when it comes to identification of I am, or like I, when it comes to ego, I found that it's a sensation within the brain that we identify with. There's like this tension within the brain that I've noticed, that we kind of bring all of our awareness towards and then project that awareness everywhere else. So kind of imagine it as, say, like a ball in your brain. And sometimes I found that there's a couple different points that this occurs to me, a couple different points in the brain, but just imagine one at the moment. And imagine that you view everything from that point, so your awareness is projected out from there. That means that you're going to see everything through that lens of that ball. So, like, say it was glasses, and you put the glasses on and they were pink. You're going to see everything through that pink lens. And so when we look through that tension, look through that identification in our mind, we see everything through the lens of that identification. And that is the ego that we identify with. It's like a literal sensation. The thing is, you are not that. As you know this, that if you're listening to this podcast and becoming a conscious creator of your reality, you are not that. It is just something that you are experiencing. But we have been learned and taught and programmed in society to identify that sensation with I. And through meditating, I like to kind of have the visual of my awareness as a wave, in a sense, and visualizing my awareness coming from that place down through my neck and into my body, and really deepening my presence and my awareness in the physical body that I have. Because that is the closest you can ever get to presence, to awareness, to this moment right here, right now, is being in your body. And that was even in The Power of Now. Like, I learned that from there and went kind of like, actually am embodying that myself now. And so through this meditation experience, I really got deep into my body. And then at some point, like, the only way I can really, like, physically describe it in words is I felt like this sounds crazy, but, like, I was just in the middle of an infinite blackboard, if that makes any sense. Like, I was part of this nothingness, and I could still feel my body some, and if I really, like, kind of focused on it, I would come out of that chalkboard presence and awareness. But when I would sink back into it, I don't know how to describe it right, which there is no right way to describe it. But that right there really, and that doesn't mean like you have to feel that sensation to be in your present moment, but really just feeling into what you're literally feeling. Take a moment, like right here, right now, let's do this. Take a nice big inhale with me. And exhale. And as you exhale, allow your awareness to go down and down and down into your body and disperse. Feel the sensations of breathing. Feel the sensations of if you're sitting on something, standing, whatever is present for you in your body. Feel that. And feel it deeply. Don't try and judge it. Don't try and see it from a certain perspective, or try and give it a form, but allow it to be what it is. And you guys might be like, well, Kaden, like, what does this have to do with self-love? Like, you're going on too many tangents right now. And it all comes together, guys. Like, I don't even know when it's going to come together, but it does. So when it comes to the self-love part, I was writing in my journal the other day, and I was listing out a bunch of things that I can do to love myself deeper. What actions can I take? And one of them, at the very top of the list, honestly, was just being in my presence, feeling the love that I have for myself. Because remember, it's a connection. So I'm finding that sometimes the greatest act of self-love that I can give myself, that I can give myself, is literally just tuning into the love that I have for myself. Tuning into that connection, that relationship. I usually find it in my heart, which makes sense. But it may be felt in different type parts of the body at different times. Like, maybe the self-love that you need is really pointing your awareness into your hips and really allowing a release in your hips. Maybe it's in your shoulders. Like, are you holding tension and you just, the thing that you need to let go of that tension is to just acknowledge, like, hey, Kaden, you're a little tense today. Like, it's okay to allow yourself to let go. And that comes right back to the fight or flight mode, or the really being relaxed in your environment, in your presence. That is the only way. And so let's talk more about all of that, I guess. Like, I'm kind of trying to paint a picture for you guys of what I'm finding is the best way to live my life. And it involves all of these different dynamics, these pieces, so that we can put them together, embody all of it into one. Because at the end of the day, it all is one. There is no difference. Right? And before really diving into, I feel like, the meat of this podcast, I want to acknowledge and I want you to remember that what I'm describing to you is a feeling. It's a state of being. It's honestly on track to living in 5D. Or is. So words cannot fully give it justice. Again, this is a feeling. This is a state of being. And it's hard to truly describe it in a way that will show you guys, like, oh shit, yeah, I get it. So this is something for you to figure out what that feels like for you. Take what I'm describing and try and plug it into your own personal experience in your own life and be like, okay, this is how this resonates with me. This gives me this certain feeling. And so don't be attached to the words, but follow the feeling more instead. So this is all energetic, firstly. Like I just said, it's about feeling. And feeling something is feeling a movement of energy. It's feeling energy, right? And so I guess where I kind of want to start off, which I don't know why, but we're just going to go there, is when making decisions throughout your life, even the smallest ones, guys, like, it's great to do this on the smallest decisions because it's amazing practice for when you have to do it with bigger decisions. And so what I do is, like, say, I'll just give you an example. I'm sitting out at the pond right now. I had my yoga mat in the car and a little voice in my head was like, bring your yoga mat. And then another voice sometimes was like, meh. And so to decipher between the two, I felt into what would happen if I brought it. So I imagine, like, okay, I brought my yoga mat with me to go out and do my podcast. How does that feel within my body? And then I imagined, okay, what if I didn't bring my yoga mat? How would that feel? And if you really attune to it, you'll find that one of them has a stronger energy behind it and a more kind of excitement or whatever it may be for you. And to follow that. To follow that feeling, to follow it's really the intuition, it's the gut, it's what is on the highest vibrational path for you. And the more that we step into this new earth and the more that we step into higher vibrations, everything becomes energy. Like, this physical reality does not matter. And I loved what, I forget, it was Feelgood. And if you don't know who he is, he's like a spiritual, he kind of channels his higher self a lot and gives a lot of information. And you should follow him on Instagram, Feelgood Life, I think his name is. And he was talking about how even, and I do this, if you want to, say you want to go to a store, like if I wanted to go thrifting or if I wanted to go to Home Depot and get something for my bus, I imagine myself doing it. I imagine, okay, I'm going to the store, I get into Home Depot, how does it make me feel? And if I feel kind of just like, why am I here? I won't go. If I feel like, oh, this is exciting, I will go. And I'm telling you, every single time that I have followed that and gone, there has been something waiting for me there. There has been some sort of opportunity, some sort of gift, some sort of something waiting for me, always. And I wouldn't know. I mean, once or twice I've probably gone somewhere and not felt it fully, and I haven't, I don't receive anything, or it isn't the experience, like, the highest level. But for the most part, I don't, like, when I don't feel excited about it, I don't go, so I wouldn't even know. So I trust that since I felt that way, there was nothing there for me. So this is a call to action for you to start living in that way. Living and feeling. Don't live in this outer world where you get gratification from external things, but live for the feelings and the excitement and the gratitude and the love that you can experience within your being. And that's what the shift is really tapping into the feeling, because the feeling is the only truth to this present moment. Everything that you see outside of you, everything that you attach to, everything that you get a validation from externally is all an illusion. The only thing that is true to you is how you feel and what you feel. So understand that it is part of a new way of being. And it takes time for this to occur. I kind of saw it today as this balance, a scale, where for all of our lives, we've lived in conditioning program, fight or flight. And so it's been 100%, like the scales have been 100% dropped on that. Let's just call it 3D and 5D. And it's probably not that, but just for simplicity, one side of the scale is 3D, one side of the scale is 5D. And so it was 100% on the 3D for most of our lives. And so lately, and through the healing that you're doing and through all of the deconditioning and the coming into your authenticity, that scale, like you put a little bit, like one little pebble on the 5D scale, and it brings it 99 to 1%. And then you put another pebble and it's 98 to 2%. And you keep doing that until you get 100% in 5D. But that takes time. It takes decisions. It takes you deciding to put a pebble on the 5D. And sometimes as well, we're going to slip back and we're going to put some things on the 3D scale. And it's going to go back down and come back up and go back down some. And so it's this sense that I'm feeling, and I probably a lot of you guys are feeling right now, is that I've kind of reached the threshold of the 50-50%, where I'm probably more than that now, where I'm living 75% in the 5D now and 25% in the 3D. And when that occurs, guys, as soon as it hits 51 over 50, like, yes, there's going to be times when it's challenging. But when you can, like, okay, this is something I've never done before, but I can't describe this. So what I'm going to do instead, I want everyone, if you're tuning into this right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, unless you're driving or need your eyes open, close your eyes with me and take a nice big inhale with me. Let's inhale and exhale. And keep breathing, slow the rate down, or if you want to take a couple nice big inhales again just to kind of get deeper into the present moment, please do. And I want you to imagine as you're breathing, your crown chakra starts to open. There's this white valve, this white portal that is right at the top of the crown of your head that is starting to like slightly open. And through this, some light starts coming in, kind of like in the morning when the sun's shining through your window and there's these rays of light coming through your being, through the top of your head, down into your body. And as you open up the valve of your crown chakra, the more light flows in. And I want you to be receptive, if you are willing, to the energy I will be sending you now. So tune in. I will be sending an energy of a somewhat navy blue indigo color of this beingness, of this presence, of everything that I've kind of touched on in this podcast episode so far. And so be open to it if you are willing to receive it. See this light, this ball of light coming down through your crown chakra into your third eye, and allow this sense of being, this state of being, to give you a glimpse, an image, a feeling. Whatever it may be that comes to you, again, be present within your being. Allow it. And let's just take some silence here for a second and let this energy unravel within you. Now I want you to kind of imagine this navy blue indigo ball to start dissolving, almost like a bath bomb, where like the smoke and the particles start just dissipating and dispersing throughout your body. And let it land, let it settle, let it reach every crevice of your being. And allow it to seep into every cell. And once the ball is completely dissolved and settled within your being, I want you to intentionally recognize that this state of being, this way of living, in harmony, in love, in gratitude, in contentment, in ease, with a sense of relaxation and safety, intentionally remember and tell yourself that it is in every particle of each cell. You are embodied in it. And it may not come into your awareness quite yet. After this podcast, it may not come in. You may not feel it. You may not know like what went wrong or if you lost it or anything. But I want you, whenever you doubt that, I want you to always remember that it is there. And that each time that you choose to live in that way, even if you don't truly feel it fully, you are putting a pebble on the 5D scale. And you're tipping the scales to where at some point you will be living so deeply within the 5D that there is nothing that will pull you back into the 3D. You will not experience fear. You will not experience heartache. You will not experience a sense of unworthiness, of doubt. But you will fully embody and know that you are held. And even though the things that you are wanting in your life to happen, to occur, even though they may not be present in your reality right now, they are here. They are meant for you. They will be yours. And to relax in that. And to not give in to the fear of, what if it doesn't happen? What if blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. But remind yourself that it will occur. And the more that you can stay in this present moment and be receptive to what is now, the more you train yourself to be open and receptive to when those things come. And the more that you stay in the gratitude and stay in the self-love and vibrate in that level each and every moment through being in your body and being in your physical form and feeling what's present for you, the more you attract everything that you desire. The more you attract the life of purity, the life of existing on a different plane. So be in that. Make decisions, have intentions to live from that, from the moment you wake up. Remember the gratitude. Tune into your heart. Tune into the love that you have for yourself. Feel it. Be it. And again, if you haven't listened to my last episode of my podcast, go listen to that after, because I dive deep into really tapping into the love that exists in each moment. And that is the key to all of this. It is what is present for you. What experience can you tune into that is of love and of light and of purity and of joy? So if your eyes are still closed, I want you to take one nice big inhale and exhale. And if you weren't able to join in on that meditation, know that it still reached you as well. That you felt the energy just as greatly as everyone else. And to trust that. You may open your eyes now if they've been closed. And just a little reminder here at the end that you are loved beyond measurable. And not that you are just loved beyond measurable, but you are love. You are love beyond measurable. And you are connected to unmeasurable love, of infinite love, of infinite beauty, of infinite prosperity and success. So that is the greatest way that I can really give to you guys how I've been living my life, and kind of giving you guys a taste, a little glimpse of how you can live yours as well. And remember that it's there. It's like, it's literally here, because it's now, because the way to tune into it is tuning into the now. Like, let that sink in. It is here. It is present. It is already yours. You just have to tune into it through being present, being in your body, feeling. It is here. The five-dimensional earth, the new earth, heaven on earth is here. It is not somewhere distant in the future. It's not something that your grandkids will experience. You have all the capability in the world to experience it right now. Through tipping the scales, through making decisions to deepen the love that you have for yourself and for your experience, and feeling deeper and quieting the mind and not attaching to that sensation of identification within the mind and seeing through that lens, but allowing your awareness to not be funneled, to not be given boundaries, but let that awareness be limitless to what is. Oof. I hope y'all felt that. That was an amazing episode. I love you guys so much. And I'm a little shocked that that came through me. Not shocked, but I always surprise myself. Because it's a higher me that is coming and speaking to you guys. Like, I in my identification, my ego form, could never have given you this. But I felt into the energy. And I had no idea I was going to do that meditation with you guys. But I felt into it, and I felt this urge. And I saw this glimpse of what was supposed to happen. What the highest, like, my intentions when I come into these episodes usually is, like, spirit, whatever is of highest vibration, and however this podcast episode can be of the greatest good, allow that to be, and allow that to work through me. Because again, it's not me. It's not my identification. It's not my ego. It is something far greater that is within me. And that same thing, but in your own unique form, is within you as well, with its own flavor, with its own wisdom, with its own ways of helping people and being of service. It's in there. Now. Now, 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 now. Just feel it. And practice. Like, that's all it really takes, is practicing. And it takes time. And there are going to be times when you feel like shit and you don't know why you're here. You don't know why you're feeling this way, and you've tried everything and you still feel like crap. And allow that as well. So all of that being said, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Holy moly. And if you are new here to Conscious Creation, welcome. Thank you for joining in this episode, and thank you for staying the whole time. I love you. I'm so glad, so appreciative, so grateful that you found my podcast, and I hope that you loved it, and I hope you stay tuned for all the next podcasts and all the previous podcasts that have come out. I definitely recommend listening to Romanticizing Your Life and Sensuality, the podcast directly before this one. And to all of my loves, my creators that have been a part of this community forever and have supported me for so long. Thank you. I think we're coming up on my 1 year anniversary of this podcast. I need to figure out when that exactly is, and I hope it hasn't passed. I might have started in April, guys. I'll look at my first ever podcast episode. It was definitely April or May. Hopefully it's May so that we can like celebrate with a fun podcast episode or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But again, thank you guys so much for being here. I love you guys so much. And if you haven't already, definitely support all the support that you have can give to me. I would love if you want to follow this podcast, like it, turn the notifications on Spotify, follow me on Instagram, like and comment on my post. It warms my soul to see interaction with all of you guys, and I love it so much. So, yeah. That is it for this episode of Conscious Creation. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, amazing rest of your night, whatever it may be. And tune into the love that is within you in this present moment. I love you so much. Bye, creators.